Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's dropped by Fields, and now it looks like New England has recovered. We'll wait for the call from Eck, and indeed they have.
Listen, there are some good things. There's some really good things. I thought he put some balls out there, and we got to have some guys that make some plays for him, too.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Hey, you know, like, yes, Aaron Glenn gets up there and just, like, lies his face off in the post-game press conference. Like, we don't have to do this, everybody. It's like when you do something stupid and you I haven't even heard that sound. That's the first time I've heard it. Great job by Jake coming back for break with it. That's like when you do something stupid, right? And then like you have to like tell, like when you're a kid, you have to tell your parents or you have to tell your wife when you screwed up, have to tell your boss that you screwed up and you just lie. Like when we're moving this summer back in August, and as I've told the story on the show, I back my wife's car up into like the rig of the moving truck, and the glass shatters in the back to the point that I'm looking around like, where's Stone Cold Steve Austin? And when I tell my wife, it's like, you know, honey, it's not that bad. Oh, it's bad. It's really bad. Or you're a kid and you get into a car accident in your parents' car and like you're okay. Oh, how bad is it? Yeah, just a scratch. Meanwhile, the son of a bitch is totaled. It's going to cost thousands of dollars to fix. Aaron Glenn gets up there in the post-game press conference. I mean, is this a bit? He's defending Justin Fields. I don't know what to say. I guess part of me is like, what's he going to do? Like say my quarterback stinks. Everybody knows it. I guess I understand it from that perspective. Maybe just don't say anything. Maybe just say, like, we just need to play better and coach better. That's probably what he should say. What I found interesting coming out of the game last night from a Jets perspective is the fact that A.D. Mitchell can't catch the ball. That's maybe the second most interesting thing. The most interesting thing from the Jets perspective coming out of the game is that last night is apparently the straw that broke the camel's back for all of us collectively with Justin Fields. Like, last night was the time that everyone has decided collectively, in a true, like, hive mind thinking on social media, everyone has coalesced around this idea now, and only now. Like, last night is the night. This was it. This was one drop too far in the bucket, one straw on that camel's back. Big old back. His humps. That now, and only now, does Justin Fields stink. Now, and only now, can we declare with confidence that Justin Fields can't play. This is where I say sometimes on the show, I'm not convinced that people actually watch this sport. I'm not convinced because we've known this is like two teams ago that Justin Fields can't play. We knew in Chicago that Justin Fields couldn't play. Think about this. Last year, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I want everyone to really think about this and let it, I'm going to lay out for a few seconds and let it sink into your thick skulls. The Steelers benched Justin Fields for Russell Wilson. Chew on that. Chew on that. Like what? Like, yes, he's terrible. And I think he comes across as being a great, I don't know him. He comes across as being a great guy. The conversation is not, is he a bad person? I think he's a good person, probably. He's a terrible quarterback. He's also filthy, stinking rich. The Jets gave him $30 million guaranteed. Insane. The day they signed him, I came on the show and said they're going to be one of the worst teams in the league because he can't play. So, oh, well, Jets fail. Well, you know, maybe we go to Tyrod Taylor. Like, what do you think is going to happen with Tyrod Taylor the rest of the season? You've got 7 games left. Do you really think, in your wildest dreams, that Tyrod Taylor is going to stay healthy for the rest of the season? Not a chance. Zero. Zero. He gets hurt all the time. The Jets are going to win like 3 games. They might win one more game this season. They should want to win no more games. They shouldn't want to win next year. They should bring Fields back next year. That would be the smartest thing they could do. They won't. Can't sell it to the fans. But the point should be to lose for the next 2 years with these 5 first-round draft picks they have over the next 2 NFL drafts. Like, I love it. Now it's like Justin Fields can't play. Or, if you watch the games, you know he stinks. And it's never been a question. He's horrible. End of story. As for A.D. Mitchell, Justin Fields actually did put that ball on A.D. Mitchell, and he burned Christian Gonzalez to a crisp on that play. And just like this idea that Christian Gonzalez, and like, you know, I talk up Christian Gonzalez, the thought that like he's like Revis, like he's not a good player. Like, do you think Patrick Surtain's getting destroyed, getting dusted by A.D. Mitchell? Come on. You think J.C. Horn's getting dusted by A.D. Mitchell? Christian Gonzalez is a good player. I don't know if Christian Gonzalez is like this all-world player. Good cornerback for the Patriots. And A.D. Mitchell can't catch. Ball goes through his hands. And, you know, I don't know what the exact tally is. Maybe 17 targets and 1 catch for A.D. Mitchell. Something like that. Slight exaggeration. This guy's going to drive me nuts. But you see it, right? The tantalizing talent of A.D. Mitchell. And I can't wait. Like a little piggy. To take my A.D. Mitchell affection to market next week when the Jets visit the Baltimore Ravens. And the Ravens, assuming health, then they're going to be, what, 14 in that game? I think look-aheads are 14.5. They're going to be a huge favorite. Jets going to be playing from behind. Next week, A.D. Mitchell overs to the moon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
and hopefully he catches the ball. You better you bet on this Friday. Bunch of news from around the National Football League on this Friday to hit now, and at the end of the show, in the power hour, in the final hour, we'll roll through every single game in Week 11, tell you the bets that I've made, the bets I'm thinking about making, leans. You can't bet every game. I don't want to bet every game. I mean, I do, just not financially responsible. Got some prop thoughts. That's all coming up in the final hour of the show. But I want to get these news items in. Now, so for Tampa, you know, we had talked about on Wednesday and Thursday this week that Chris Godwin and Bucky Irving were practicing for the Bucs. And I said multiple times over the course of the week this week how important both of those players are to what Tampa wants to do on offense. Because Rashad White doesn't really have juice running the ball, and Sean Tucker doesn't really have juice running the ball. And when it's just Emeka Egbuka out there, and like Tez Johnson's a decent player, it's not that he's Sterling Shepard is ancient. Like you'd like to have Mike Evans or Chris Godwin, and Evans is hurt, so Godwin would really help Baker Mayfield in the passing offense. Both players ruled out for this weekend. Not great. For Buffalo, Dalton Kincaid will not play in this game. And he's been Josh Allen's most trusted pass catcher this season, along with Khalil Shakir, but Kincaid has made way more of an impact. And when you factor that with the weather potentially in this game, where I have the forecast up right now, and we are looking at winds here in Buffalo on Sunday, approaching, 20 miles per hour, which is not the worst, but, we'll see when we get to Sunday. Total in this game is now sitting at 46.5 with Buffalo and Tampa. And I think about what our friend, pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola, said on the show yesterday with us. He's talking about Baker Mayfield maybe not being healthy. And last week on the show, prior to Patriots-Bucks, I said, one of the reasons I might like Tampa, and Baker had said this, that he needed the bye week, and the bye week came at a great time to get his oblique healthy so he could maybe scramble a little bit more. Rob mentioned, maybe Baker's hurt. Baker didn't have one rushing attempt last week in the Bucks-Patriots game. So, if Baker can't really move, and Chris Godwin's not playing, and Bucky Irving's not playing, and maybe the Bucs can't take advantage because of that, of a bad Bills run defense, and Buffalo can try and take Emeka Egbuka out of the game, and then, how are the Bucs moving the ball? Even with Dalton Kincaid out, I might just lay the points with the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. The New York Football Giants, and I'll just get the spread for their game against the Packers, see if it's moved at all. We are at 7, Green Bay minus 7, 42.5 the total. The Giants have ruled out wide receiver Darius Slayton. So, Jameis Winston will start for Big Blue, and he will be throwing to luminaries like Wandale Robinson, Jalen Hyatt, Lil Jordan Humphrey, Theo Johnson, and Daniel Bellinger. Maybe even undrafted rookie Bo Collins, who knows? Mark's son. Some of you psychos out there, you freaks, think the Giants can win this game? You really think so? Who is Jameis throwing the ball to? I'm going to tell you, Wandale Robinson's stat line in this game is going to be like 13 catches for 22 yards. It's going to be the PPR scam in the history of PPR scams in fantasy football. Packers are going to win this game by double digits. And in the Niners-Cardinals game, we touched on this briefly yesterday on the show. Brock Purdy is officially back in the starting lineup for San Francisco, and the Niners are 3-point road favorites in Arizona. And the Cardinals will be down wide receiver Marvin Harrison, who had an appendectomy, doesn't want it bad enough. Who has an appendectomy during the season? Almost fantasy football playoff time. Marvin, he's not like his dad. He doesn't want it bad enough. He's also not like his dad for, I'd like to remain on this earth. Will Johnson hasn't practiced at all this week. One of their star rookie corners. Josh Sweat's not healthy. Baron Browning's not healthy. Ricky Pearsall's going to be back for San Francisco. There are still people, I get asked, should Mac Jones be starting for the 49ers? Which is ludicrous. Like, he's a good backup. He's been good in the Shanahan scheme. He's not as good as Brock Purdy. That's that. I think Brock's coming out with piss and vinegar on Sunday in the desert. It's time to Brock and roll. And here's what I want to do. I want to take San Francisco money line and pair it. We'll call this the Super Bowl 58. And what was the other one they played? That was 2019. Super Bowl 54 and 58. Memorial Moneyline Parlay. Niners, Chiefs, both to win. Pays plus 140 at BetMGM. We'll talk college basketball and NBA for the weekend next hour. Ryan Horvat will join us as well. Colin Wilson on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.